Hello everybody, it's Adam Roxby here from Harwich Peninsula, Friends of the Earth. And you join me on a very beautiful, bright and blustery day here in Harwich on the coast of Essex. And it's days like this which just make me think how important and valuable renewable energy is, because today we are generating so much electricity because of these weather conditions, but it also makes me think at just how fragile the renewable energy market is and how susceptible it is to the whims of politicians. Because in a couple of days, on July the 4th, a crucial vote is happening in Parliament which will decide whether an amendment to the all-important energy bill gets put through. I have spoken about this in the past, but obviously, as you know, there is an amendment put before Parliament as to whether we should have crucial CO2 targets in the energy bill. And MPs have been lobbied relentlessly by Friends of the Earth and by so many other green campaigning groups and socially aware and socially conscious people. And we have had success. We have managed to turn around some MPs, but there are still a number of MPs who are on the fence, or worse, are going to vote against this crucial amendment. And unfortunately, MP for Harwich, Bernard Jenkin, is amongst them. So you may have noticed in the Harwich and Manningtree Standard, members of the local Friends of the Earth group here ambushed him outside of his surgery to give a petition which you've all been signing, and all either on our website, harwichfoe.co.uk, or in person at one of our many stalls around Harwich and Manningtree. Now, he was very receptive to these petition signatures and listened to the arguments put forward by group members, but it didn't seem to change his mind, unfortunately. Despite the many positives that having such an amendment would bring, not only environmentally, with the reduction of these climate change causing gases, which is obviously very self-evident, but also on other things such as economics. You know, we have been told at Friends of the Earth and anecdotally that companies and investors would lose confidence in the UK market if a target wasn't implemented, and it seems self-evident. You can't on the one hand say that you're wanting to support the renewable energy industry and support the many jobs that it will create, and then critically undermine that business model and that industry by not supporting a target. And it's just going to push these investors to go elsewhere, to countries that are taking this seriously and are investing in this new infrastructure, countries such as Germany. And there's also another economic argument, in that the renewable energy is only going to get cheaper as we invest more and as fossil fuels become more and more scarce. And many people have spoken publicly and have complained about how subsidised renewable energy is. But many, many studies which can be found just by searching online have shown that the amount of money that we subsidise renewable energy pales into insignificance when compared to the amount of money we subsidise for oil, gas and coal and all the other fossil fuels. This reckless dash for gas and dash for other fossil fuels, which George Osborne and the current government seems intent on, is a folly of the highest degree, not only environmentally, not only economically, as I've just stated, but also socially, with schemes such as fracking threatening to devastate local communities and destroy people's way of life and to destroy the natural beauty which we enjoy in this country. Just have a look at the problems that have happened in America to see what sort of nightmare could befall us. So there's still time to try and influence the way in which our MP, Bernard Jenkin, votes. We were always optimistic, and we have had victories in the past which have come up to a knife edge and come as close to the wire as this one. You can still go on our website, harwichfoe.co.uk, to sign the petition which gets sent to Mr. Jenkin. Or you could also, if you are on Twitter, use Twitter to contact Mr. Jenkin. He is at Bernard Jenkin, and ask him to support the crucial clean energy vote happening on the 4th. And don't forget, you can use the hashtag #VoteForCleanEnergy, and 4 is the numeral 4. So as this message comes towards its conclusion, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who has supported the campaign so far. This push for clean energy isn't going to stop after the 4th, irrespective of the vote. We really do owe it to this generation and to future generations to set the example. You know, listening back to people like Bernard Jenkin and the detractors and the people who are hesitant to support renewable energy, and the excuses are so numerous that it's really, you know, haven't got time to dispel them all, but you get ones like, what good does it matter if we do stuff in our country when you have countries such as China and India not pulling their weight? Well, firstly, it's a baseless argument, because irrespective of what other countries are doing, isn't it incumbent upon us to do the right thing? Is it not more incumbent upon us as the inventors of the Industrial Revolution and as a country that has held up this way of life as a goal for other countries to try and achieve, for us then to say that as soon as these countries are close to achieving this westernised way of life, to say that they should start changing and reducing their aspirations, when really we should set the example? But also, other countries are doing their bit. We have seen on the international stage how some of the world's poorest countries, and who are the countries who are least responsible for climate change, are taking more action than the developed countries. It is countries like that which are sick of waiting for the developed nations such as ours to take action and are deciding to take action upon themselves. Countries like South Korea are implementing or have announced ambitious plans, and also China isn't ignorant to the dangers of climate change and are starting to take the necessary action. So it is not fair to blame other countries for not doing as much as they should be when we ourselves are not doing as much. But like I say, as a campaigner, you've got to be optimistic. So please do visit our website, harwichfoe.co.uk, where you'll find that petition. And you'll also find, hopefully, in the coming days and weeks, some of our news articles which have been doing the rounds. You know, we're quite good at getting in the paper and getting the environmental side put across. So please use Twitter if you can, at Bernard Jenkin, asking for him to vote for clean energy. So this is Adam Roxby saying thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you again really soon. Cheers, bye-bye.